Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour from the House Rabbit Society, proper rabbit nutrition. And we'll learn more tips to keep our pets safe and happy during the holidays, including those festive Hanukkah traditions. So let's start with Hanukkah. Let's not forget Hanukkah safety. This is from Dr. Patrick Mahaney at PetMD, and he gives us the top five pet safety tips for Hanukkah. He says, Hanukkah brings so much excitement with rich, delicious food, toys, gifts, and the beautiful menorah. It can be easy to forget that these traditions aren't good for our pets. Plan ahead and use common sense to keep Fido and Fluffy safe over Hanukkah and other holiday festivities. Number five on the countdown list is donuts. Donuts, also known as sufganyut, are made of fried dough filled with artificially colored red custard or jelly and then sprinkled with powdered sugar. This celebratory pastry sounds tasty yet is heavy on calories, fat, and sugar. A pet's ingestion of Hanukkah donuts could lead to gastrointestinal signs including vomiting, diarrhea, and decreased appetite. Severe endocrine conditions such as pancreatitis, which we've talked about before, can also ensue from your pet's inappropriate sufganyut consumption. Next, latkes. Latkes are a savory Hanukkah treat harboring considerable toxic potential for pets. Potato and egg are combined with onion, fried in oil, and slathered with sour cream and or applesauce. Fresh grated onion, one of the latke's three main ingredients, causes Heinz body anemia in both dogs and cats. Besides onions' toxicity, latkes are high in fat and carbohydrates, which are likely to upset your pet's digestive tract. Next, chocolate gold coins. Each Hanukkah, children eagerly wait to receive coin-shaped chocolates wrapped in gold or silver-colored foil. Careless placement of these tasty treats could permit a curious pet to taste the precious bounty. As chocolate contains theobromine and caffeine, both methylxanthine stimulants, a dog's consumption of the faux denomination can cause severe toxicity. Also, the metallic foil wrapper, sugar, and fat all can cause gastrointestinal problems, including vomiting, diarrhea, and pancreatitis. Number two on the list, dreidels. The whirling excitement of this four-sided top may attract the interest of curious pets. Avoid dangerous gastrointestinal foreign body obstructions by preventing your pet from participating in the festivities. Additionally, keep the dreidel and other holiday game pieces out of your pet's reach when not in use. And number one, the menorah. The menorah is a quintessential Hanukkah symbol. Over eight successive days, the candles are ignited until the menorah is fully ablaze. That can pose potential life-threatening danger for both pets and humans, since tradition dictates the candles burn themselves out, creating a fire hazard for the entire household. Confine your pet away from the room containing a lit menorah or update your Hanukkah observance by creating a pet-safe glow using battery-operated candles. So there you have it, the top safety tips to keeping your pet safe during those Hanukkah festivities. Next, on to the House Rabbit Society's suggested vegetables and fruits for a rabbit diet. By Susan A. Brown, DVM, of the House Rabbit Society. Rabbits in the wild all over the world successfully consume a wide variety of plant material. Various types of dry and fresh grasses and plants with leaves comprise the largest portion of the wild rabbit diet. Rabbits will also eat bark on trees, tender twigs and sprouts, fruits, seeds, and other nutritious foods in small amounts. This is important to know when we decide what is a healthy diet for our house rabbits. The majority of the house rabbit diet should be composed of grass hay of any variety. Grass hay is rich in vitamin A and D, as well as calcium, protein, and other nutrients. Eating hay promotes healthy teeth and gastrointestinal tract and should be available to your rabbit at all times. Varying the type of grass hay or mixing hays is a great idea, such as Timothy, Orchard, Oat Hay, Brome, and others. Avoid the use of alfalfa hay as the primary source of hay due to the fact that it is very high in calories and protein, far more than the average house rabbit needs. Alfalfa is not a grass, but rather a legume in the pea and bean family. Fresh foods are also an important part of your rabbit's diet, and they provide additional nutrients as well as different textures and tastes, which are enriching for your friend as well. Fresh foods also provide more moisture in the diet, which is good for kidney and bladder function. The bulk of fresh foods should be made up of leafy greens, about 75% of the fresh part of the diet. Any leafy green that is safe for a human or a horse to eat is safe for a rabbit to consume. An approximate amount of feed would be around 1 cup of greens for 2 pounds of rabbit body weight, once a day or divided into multiple feedings a day. Many plants contain naturally occurring chemicals called alkaloids, which are mild toxins that protect plants in the wild. The one most talked about with rabbits is oxalic acid, and it is completely harmless to animals or humans when consumed in small amounts. The amount of oxalic acid within each plant can vary significantly due to several factors, including the composition of the soil the plant grew in, the time of the year, and the age of the plant. Most of the fresh vegetables we feed rabbits have a low to zero level of oxalic acid, but a few, most noticeably parsley, mustard greens, and spinach, have relatively high levels. Note that kale, which is often implicated as a high oxalate food, is actually very low in oxalates. The toxicity of oxalic acid comes with feeding large quantities of foods high in this chemical and can result in tingling of the skin, the mouth, and damage to the kidneys over time. These foods are nutritious and do not need to be excluded from the diet if you feed them appropriately. I recommend feeding a minimum of at least 3 types of leafy greens a day, and only one of them should be from the group listed above. Don't feed the same greens all the time from week to week if possible. Mix it up. For instance, if you feed parsley this week, then leave it out of the diet for next week and use something else. Rotating the greens will also give your bunny variety in taste, texture, and nutrition. Some folks are concerned that your rabbits need to acquire a significant amount of vitamin A from greens. As mentioned above, hay is rich in vitamin A, so it is unnecessary to be concerned about the specific vitamin A content of the greens. Just for information, though, kale is extremely rich in vitamin A, as well as most of the leaf lettuces. And while we are on the subject of vitamins, rabbits make their own vitamin C in their bodies, unlike humans who have to get vitamin C through their diet. You may know that dark green leafy vegetables and red peppers have more vitamin C per weight than citrus fruits. Some people are concerned about feeding foods that cause gastrointestinal gas in people, such as broccoli. A rabbit's GI tract is not the same as a human's, and many of the foods that may cause gas in a human do not cause gas in a rabbit. The most common types of foods that do create havoc in the rabbit's GI tract are those that are high in starch and sugars, because they create a change in the pH of the cecum and eventually can throw the whole system off. The result can be serious GI disease. Foods that are notorious for causing rabbit GI problems when fed improperly are grains of any kind and legumes, such as beans and peas. Even starchy root vegetables and fruits, if fed to excess with their high load of sugars and starch, could be a problem and should only be fed as a very small part of the diet. There's also been discussion about feeding vegetables that are goitrogenic in humans, those that are causing a goiter. More notoriously, those in the broccoli cabbage family. One study done on rabbits indicated that it would take several weeks of exclusively feeding huge quantities of these foods to see any abnormalities in the blood. This is so far removed from normal feeding instructions for rabbits that there is no cause for concern in feeding these nutritious foods. Beyond leafy greens, you can feed other vegetables such as root vegetables or flowers such as broccoli and cauliflower. These foods are often higher in starch or sugars and should be fed in lesser amounts than the leafy greens. Avoid foods in the onion family such as leeks, chives, and onions because eating these foods could cause blood abnormalities. A good amount of other vegetables, non-leafy greens, to feed your rabbit would be about 1 tablespoon per 2 pounds of body weight per day in one meal or divided into 2 or more. Fruits can also be fed in small amounts. In the wild, these would be special high-calorie foods obtained only at certain times of the year. Fruits make great training treats. You also might choose to hand-feed the fruit portion of the diet as part of developing a close bond with your bunny and also to make sure he has an appetite every day. It is a great way to see if your bunny is feeling good when you observe if he takes his fruit treat every morning. If he doesn't want to eat his treat, it is time to call your veterinarian. Remember that dried fruits are about 3 times as concentrated as the fresh variety, so feed less of those. Rabbits, like many animals, naturally gravitate towards high-calorie foods such as those high in sugar and starch. This is a protective device from the wild days when they could never be sure when or if they would get the next meal. When a plant would produce fruit, it is time for a limited time, and all animals in the area would want to gobble these gems up quickly. This means that rabbits cannot limit themselves when given sugary or starchy foods if left to their own devices. Overfeeding fruits can result in a weight gain or GI upset, so it is up to you to feed these foods in limited amounts. An approximate amount of fruit to feed your rabbit is 1 teaspoon per 2 pounds of body weight daily in one feeding or divided into multiple feedings. Important: before introducing any fresh foods to a rabbit, it is best if he has been eating grass hay for a minimum of 2 weeks. The grass hay will help to get his GI tract motility and flora in good working order so that he will be able to accept new foods more easily. When introducing new fresh foods to any rabbit's diet, it is best to go slowly to allow the gastrointestinal tract and all its important microorganisms to adjust. Introduce one new food every 3 days and keep a watch on the stools. It is rare for a rabbit that has been on a hay diet first to have any problems using this method. But if you note softer stools that persist over a couple of days, then you might want to remove that food from your bunny's diet. Keep a list as you go of the foods that your rabbit has successfully eaten. You will then have a handy shopping list when you go to the store. A list of possible foods to feed your rabbit. Note, it is always preferable to buy organic produce if at all possible. If collecting wild foods such as dandelion greens, make sure they are from a pesticide-free area. All fresh foods, regardless of the source, should be washed or scrubbed in the case of hard vegetables before serving them to your rabbit. So here comes the list. First is leafy greens. These foods should make up about 75% of the fresh portion of your rabbit's diet, about 1 packed cup per 2 pounds of body weight per day. And there is 2 leafy greens categories. Leafy greens 1, this category, are those that need to be rotated due to oxalic acid content, and only 1 out of 3 varieties of greens a day should be from this list. And the list starts with parsley and spinach, mustard greens, beet greens, Swiss chard, radish tops, and sprouts. From 1 to 6 days after sprouting, sprouts have higher levels of alkaloids. In the leafy greens 2 category, this category is those that are low in oxalic acid. Arugula, carrot tops, cucumber leaves, endive, escarole, frizzy lettuce, kale of all types, red or green lettuce, romaine lettuce, spring greens, turnip greens, dandelion greens, mint of any variety, basil of any variety, watercress, wheatgrass, chicory, raspberry leaves, cilantro, radicchio, bok choy, fennel, the leafy tops as well as the base, borage leaves, dill leaves, and yu choy. Non-leafy vegetables, these should be no more than about 15% of the diet, about 1 tablespoon per 2 pounds of body weight per day. Carrots, broccoli, leaves and stems, edible flowers, roses, nasturtiums, pansies, and hibiscus. Celery, bell peppers of any color, Chinese pea pods, the flat kind without large peas. Brussels sprouts, cabbage of any type, broccolini, summer squash, zucchini squash. And fruits. These should be no more than 10% of the diet, about 1 teaspoon per 2 pounds of body weight per day. Unless otherwise stated, it is more nutritious to leave the skin on the fruit, particularly if it is organic. Just make sure you wash it thoroughly. If you are in doubt about the source of the fruit and you are concerned about chemicals in the skin, then remove it. And these are apple of any variety without the stem or seeds, cherries of any variety without the pits, pear, peach, plum without the pits, kiwi, papaya, mango, berries of any kind, berries that are uncooked, pineapple, make sure you remove the skin on the pineapple, banana, remove the peel, no more than about 2 1/8 inch slices a day for a 5 pound rabbit. They love this. Melons, any kind. You can include peels and seeds, star fruit, apricots, currants, and nectarine. You can find much more information about house rabbits and rabbit care at rabbit.org. And the House Rabbit Society continues with greens are great. Rabbits are herbivores. A diverse selection of leafy greens should be 10 to 15% of your rabbit's diet, plus 80% hay and 10% pellets. Feeding a wide variety of greens provides your rabbit with important vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. Avoid a mono diet. A guideline for serving size is 1 cup of greens per 2 pounds of body weight. Greens may be fed once per day or divided into multiple feedings per day. Use caution when feeding vegetables in the cabbage family. These include kale, cabbage, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and collard greens. For some rabbits, they can cause painful gas, as we've mentioned. Many of these dark leafy greens are also high in calcium. Rabbits are at high risk for calcium problems. For this reason, most rabbit caregivers rotate their offerings and give breaks between high calcium greens. Some vegetables and all fruits are high in starches or sugars, including carrots. The sensitive gut flora in a rabbit's stomach can be critically changed by sugar and starch. Some limit carrot fruits and dried fruits to a 1-inch portion only once per day. Do not feed iceberg lettuce, nuts, legumes, or beans, yogurt, bread, crackers, seeds, popcorn, onion, garlic, potatoes, chocolate, or rhubarb. Good nutrition lowers disease risk, and a direct association exists between diet and dental disease. And again, you can visit the House Rabbit Society at rabbit.org. Leaving for the holidays? Here are tips on cat care. A good pet sitter or boarding facility can be a close second to the best care possible, yours. And this is brought to us by catster.com. And written by Marilyn Krieger. The holidays are a time when families and friends gather to share meals and enjoy each other's company. Often this involves people traveling and leaving their cats for a few days or longer. People who share their homes with kitties face the dilemma of how to best care for them while they are away. In rare cases, cats accompany their people on holiday. Most, however, either stay at home or are boarded at a facility. Unfortunately, some cats are left alone without care. Their people think the cats will be fine and will fend for themselves if left with plenty of food, water, and a couple of litter boxes. What is best for the cat? In a perfect universe, cats are cared for at home while their people are away on a holiday or traveling for work. Cats feel more secure at home. They are territorial and they have established routines, favorite places to nap, windows to look out of, and favored toys. They are used to specific smells and sounds and are accustomed to eating meals on a schedule. Although in most cases home care is ideal, it is not always possible. The next best option is to board them at a facility that can provide great care. Leaving cats at home to fend for themselves is never an option. They need someone to tend to them every day, ideally twice a day. Unexpected stuff can happen, acts of nature or medical problems. Cats need fresh water, food, and their litter boxes scooped at least once a day. Also, some become stressed and develop separation anxiety when left alone. Cats are not okay alone. Here are some tips for making your time away easier for your cats and you. Home care. When possible, arrange for your cats to be cared for at home. The perfect solution is enlisting a pet sitter or a friend who loves your cats to stay in your home while you travel. Because that is not always feasible, schedule the trusted someone to visit the cats twice a day at the same times every day. Twice a day is much better than once a day. The sitter can feed and interact with them and observe changes in habits that might indicate there is a medical problem. In addition to feeding and maintaining the litter box, the sitter should spend quality time with the cats, engaging them in activities they enjoy. Be prepared before leaving on your trip. Write out detailed instructions for the cat sitter. In addition to feeding and litter box maintenance details, include each cat's treat and toy preferences. List their favorite activities, along with any specific behavior concerns. Note how your sitter can contact you and your veterinarian while you are traveling. Just in case something unforeseen happens, hide an extra key outside your home or give one to a trusted neighbor. Leave a small part of you with your cats. Before leaving on your trip, place small towels and other articles of clothing that have your scent on them in sealable plastic bags. If you are traveling for 3 days, place 3 scented items in 3 separate bags and tightly seal them. Ask the cat sitter to place 1 scented item every day on the cat's favorite hangout place. Your smell will help your kitty feel she is not abandoned. And phone your cats. Cats know their favorite people's voices. If you have an old-fashioned landline with a recorder, call the kitties and talk to them. Recordings of your voice will also work. Ease your mind with daily reports. Brief texts or phone calls with the cat sitter will help assure that you and your little ones are adjusting well at your and in your absence. If you are boarding, choose the boarding facilities with care. Some are great, others not so much. Use all of your senses when checking out pet hotels, including your ears and your nose. Good facilities are clean, smell fresh, and are quiet, and you should not hear noises and barking in the cat boarding areas. Your cats need spacious quarters, so look out for that. Check out the dog quarters. Good pet boarding facilities that also accommodate dogs house the dog guests in separate areas so that the barking does not stress the cats. Meet the staff. There should be enough employees available that they can interact with individual feline guests a number of times during the day. Cat hotels can double as a home away from home. House-bonded buddies together for company and security. Pack a suitcase for your cats, filling it with their favorite toys, beds, treats, and food. Don't forget the articles of clothing that have your smell on them. Although it can be hard for people to leave their cats when they travel, responsible and loving care is available. It might not be quite as good as what you can provide, but it can be a close second. And from the American Kennel Club, or AKC, Dogs and Holidays, and this can apply to cats too. Because your dog is special to you, you want him to share all your special times with you, including the holidays, but he may not be able to appreciate or understand the strange people, noises, things, and goings-on associated with holiday celebrations. Here are some ways to keep your dog and your cat happy during these festive times. Stick closely to as possible to a normal routine. Don't give your dog scraps from the picnic table or holiday buffet. No matter how fun the party gets, never give your dog alcohol. And if you are going out to see fireworks, leave your dog at home. If fireworks can be heard from your house and they appear to bother your dog, take your dog to a quiet room and sit with him until he calms down. And that will do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed the program. Please join me again next time for more pet fun and information. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.